writing about summer in winter. Soon the yard will fill with a pride of yellow lions, and the flurries outside my window, tiny parasails drifting into neighbors' yards, they will curse the abundance. Soon my feet will be buffed by sand, my body dusted with salt, seasoned by the sea, slow-baked on the beach. Soon, so much light that dusk will be heralded by sparks of fire, there, there, emerging from the threshold of wild and deliberate space. Random, but not really. We do not speak the language. And we, as children, will exclaim in our tongues of joy when the flashes are suddenly here among us. Yes, I could write of summer breezes, whispering stanzas slowed by heat. But why would I want to, when there are still leopards of snow lounging in elbows of stately trees waiting to pounce on passersby? When there are complex flavors slow rolling in a boil on my stove? When the rhododendron furls its leaves to message me the temperature? Why, when there are still stacks of books to read and blazing fires to occupy my gaze and warm the cat's belly stretched full length in worship? Why would I want to hurry this fallow time that I have somehow forgotten to honor, squandering the gift and now, remembered, grasping at clear, cold, constellated skies, even as the dark recedes? Inexorable tide. I forgot to listen to the cadence, then judged when my body danced to the rhythm anyway. There is still time. Spring is unreliable.